Hi everyone. Sorry, got some technical error. So I set up another live. I hope you join the right one. Yeah, don't know how to use this. Think of metal one, but I don't know how to. Never mind. Just don't have it here. Don't have people. Hey guys, sorry. yo. Hey guys, so did you quit the other side? Did you quit the other side? I don't know. I tried to coming for another channel. Okay. Yeah, I guess you all need to quit that live before you can join this, right? Oh, quit from the other side. Paise, paise. I don't know how to use that. I try. I every now and then I want to do try and errors on some stuff. Oh, anyway, you are here. Happy New Year. Okay. So now it's I will just do a short one because later on at 9 o'clock, so you got time. Everyone. Prepare like a link. I have the upcoming webinar will be the first one live for this year, 2025. Which is I'll do it at 9 o'clock sharp. So I'll just do this reminder thingy for to show you all out. So I hope everyone hua kui, hua kui, Happy New Year. Wish everyone healthy and hua hua, Okay, so later I will give you the link to the 9 o'clock webinar. And okay, and I just do a few announcement first. The first announcement. My next 2 days program is actually on 22nd and 23rd February. Okay, so you see, I right here. Okay, my first announcement, my SRP 63, batch 63, is on 22nd, 20, it's on 22nd to 23rd Feb. Okay, and I realize and I realize. There's quite a number of new launches that is going to launch before is oh they, there's a few launches that will launch before or near this date. So I thought so I never changed my course dates before. So I for this time just for this time is I scared that day I got I'm too busy settling all the new launches or the resale properties. So I have decided to change the date to some other 15. Okay, so no, so not this date anymore. 15, 16 Feb. So those people who already registered for the 20 for the February one cancel no more this one no more. I changed to 15, 16 Feb, and I will my team will send. Everyone a reminder a reminder that the course has changed to 15 16 Feb. If you miss the 15 16 Feb, the next one is I think it's in May already I think May already Okay, so this is the first announcement. Second announcement, good news is interest rate is coming down and so of course you know if interest rate come down more people want to enter the property market ma. And that's why later I it's an impromptu webinar later at 9 o'clock I'll be speaking like 1.5 hours. I'll be sharing with you some of the hot areas lah and how you can make your 100,000 per year from good properties per year because recently got people tell me Eric, if I plan to buy a property and I and if only make 100K then should I enter property market? Then I say don't waste time lah. When you buy property, usually we aim 100,000 per year. That means 3 years 300,000 lah. So back to the course date. It's one day after Valentine's Day you celebrate already on that day. The next day say come let's go and learn property investment together. Be a huakui together okay. And I want to quickly do the webinar tonight is because next week I forgotten next week already Chinese New Year. And I thought that I should do next week, but next week, we want to all celebrate Chinese New Year in peace. So I will do a webinar later, 9 o'clock. I'll do all the updates and where the hot race, hot areas or good new launches that you can focus to buy this year. This year, the good news, new launches, I think less than five good ones. I think last year we have like top five. This year, maybe lesser than five. So I'll be sharing later. And those people, and if you really want to buy any properties like in the next few months or next few days, then you better come and listen to the 9 o'clock one. And those people who don't, because 99% of people after going to my to my 2 days program, I believe 99% of people will buy good properties because in the 2 days, I will scold people who always stubborn. I say, oh, you should buy A, B. Then they keep on asking me, oh, should I buy C? Should I buy C or D? There are just this 1% of people who is actually hua kui potential, but they just mixed with Cai Tao gang. I don't know. There's such people. Thank you. I see some comments like one Burnham fire sale. Yeah, okay. So talking about recent new launches, we all know that if your budget is like a 3-bedder or lesser, 1-bedder, 2-bedder, 3-bedder, you can see that the percentage of buying is about 25% to 30%. For those people, you tried one time and you got your preferred unit, then you are the very lucky 30%. So I'm happy for those people who have gotten your unit. So I got people say, oh, Eric, buy new launcher is always like that. I say, no lah. Good ones are like that. Bad ones, like one Burnham, after 3 years, still got units. Yeah, so recently I got people who told me that one Burnham got fire sale. And should they buy? I don't care. I just be frank. I already say my YouTube video on one Burnham is one Burnham or one burden, and you still go and buy after your frenemy agent tell you it's a good deal. You know, there are two types of agent. One are the good ones that folk who put in a lot of effort, who have the kind of good heart to help you make money. You know, there are some good agents like that. There are some shitty ones, which is your frenemy, who likes to recommend you all the shitty projects. Okay, shitty projects whereby they usually don't sell out on day one or the first week. Those are what I call the shitty ones. Yeah, you must understand, to buy something and you want to exit. So everyone, it's all about exiting. It's not about buying, because everyone got different tastes. But if you want to be a hua kui as soon as possible, you need to buy something that most people like, popular one, popularity. You don't buy something that is like no people want to buy. Then if you buy, then how to exit? So it's about exiting. So the more popular the project it is, of course, depends on the price. If you get it right price at the right floor, right quantum for each floor type, which I have this idea to talk in the next few videos if I got time. Because you don't buy like 3,000 per square feet for Ori. You know, if you have a chance, to buy, you don't buy 3,000 per square feet. So I do a quick research example. If the whole project let's say we start off the new launch project, one plus study, and the 3,000 per square feet can be like 35th floor or 40th floor. Let's say 35th floor. The 35th floor, one plus study at 3,000 per square feet, that price can usually buy one size bigger but lower floor. So for one plus study, 3,000 per square feet at 35th floor, example, you can actually choose to buy a 2-bed, 1-bath, 10th floor maybe, which is by right a better buy. But again, if you are my supporter, I really say don't buy stupid 2-bed, 1-bath. You want to buy bigger so that you can get your friends to party and eat anything wrong. You have many toilets to 大便 ma. So 2-bed, 1-bath, 3,000 per square feet is maybe like 35th floor, example. So for 2-bed, 1-bath, 35th floor at 3,000 per square feet, you can actually buy a 2-bed, 2-bath, 10th floor. Then of course, the 2-2, 10th floor makes more money. Then of course, then you check the 2-2 at the 2-bed, 2-bath, 35th floor, 3,000 per square feet, you can actually buy a 3-bed, 2-bath, 2nd floor. Yeah, I think something like that. I did some research, which I want to share with you in the next few video. So it's always don't buy overpower units. How to explain? Okay, let's say you want to buy sports car. You don't buy a super expensive Toyota, which you can go and buy a low entry sports car, something like that. You know, I don't have a car, so I don't know how to explain correctly, but it's don't overpower buying that unit. So if you have, what I want to say is based on the same price, get the biggest unit that you can afford. That's what I mean. So instead of a high floor, small unit, you get a lower floor, bigger unit, it will make more money. Actually, that's the summary. Yes, correct. I do have a car. All the car that you saw I drive is I borrow from my father-in-law and my sister-in-law. Yes, so I'm a freeloader. Okay, so an upcoming, I have a few video ideas like... attended my 2 days program. Pin message. Oh, cannot show one. This one. Attended my 2 days program. Really worth the money. Of course, cheap like shit. Yeah. Hey, you go to the program, 99% of you will be hot one. You just listen to my advice. You won't go wrong. How to go wrong? Then, there are people who ask me about landed properties. And recently, I want to do a short, but you are the first one to know. You know, I got people who always comment on like YouTube, Instagram. I put all the funny thing on my stories, or my IGS. Then and let's talk about a bit of lender. Then as I say that, I got one comment say that, hey, actually 99 years leasehold. Why buy a 3 million leasehold new launch? Like Ori. Why do you buy Ori, Trump Park, whatever? So why do you buy a 3 million leasehold condo new launch? You should actually buy a 3 million freehold landed. So that's why I replied that, hey, 3 million last year, already got goals. Today, if you buy 3 million, many, many goals. That's the joke. So I got people who texted me saying that, Eric, actually 3 million still can buy freehold landed. So my next question is, where's the district? So this person actually sent me a screenshot of the recently transacted price. Say, no, you see, that is still this price. Then, but this fella very funny. Because then I told this person, you look carefully, how much is sold? Because when you say 3 million, is it sold at 3 million? Then after that, when this person sent me the recent sold, it's actually 3.9 million. Hey, come on, friend. 3.9 million and 3 million is almost 1 million different in price. Yeah, so guys, I can say, okay, there's a few things to, I got a lot of things to say. That's for the 9 o'clock one. Okay, never mind. Let's continue. Okay, so anyway, for those people who have a 3 million budget for freehold condo, for freehold landed, sorry, no more already. Okay, so landed, minimally, if you want to buy something, even with, you need like 200, 300, 400K of renovation, I think right now you need 4 million. You want something that can stay livable, I think 4.5 million. That's how much lender has increased in price. Okay, don't talk about all the lender. Let's talk about low quantum one. Last 1 year ago, at 1.1 million, you can actually buy a 2-bed, 2-bath. So I want to tell everyone now, no more. So all the people who have bought 2-bedder, OCR, resale condos, the good news to you, you have made money because no more. The entry today, minimum 1.15 to 1.2 million. Maybe I can still find something, but I think minimally today, 1.2 million for 2-bedroom OCR resale is the entry. Anything below, you are priced out already. When I say price out means, instead of 2-bedder, you can't buy 2-bedder. The next one, you can only entry a 1-bedder. And I don't recommend people to buy 1-bedder because it's a waste of time. I rather one person got a 1-bedder budget, you go and partner with another one person with 1-bedder budget, you combine, maybe you can buy a 2-bedder budget, then you make more money. Okay, for 3-bedder, there's two types of 3-bedder, 3-bed, 2-bath, 3-bed, 3-bath. We talk about the entry level now, minimally 1.35 million, that's the lowest. Because last year, 6 months ago or 1 year ago, you say 1.2, 1.25, I can get something for you. Today, minimally 1.35 to 1.4. If you don't have this budget, then you can only down to 2-bed, 2-bath, which is you make money slower. When I say slower, 3 bedder usually make 100k per year. 2 bedder maybe 70, 80k per year, which is still a good entry lah. So, but at least we have about 500 plus people here. You have learned that prices has been increasing, and even in good OCR areas, the cheapest 3 bedder you can find is 1.3 plus million. No more 1.3 and below. 没有了. So you see, I got people who say, Eric, if I buy the current 3 bedder at 1.3 plus million, will I make money? The answer is, you are the cheapest already, my friend. That's the cheapest 3 bedder in the entire Singapore. 没有了. Unless you go to JB or Batam, 没有了. 没有了. That's the cheapest. We really go at the end from the east, north, east, northwest. The cheapest is really 1.35, 1.4 million and above. So the cheap quantum one will always go up. It won't go down. How to go down? Because it's the cheapest, ma. So that's why if your entry is about 1.3, 1.4, you better buy as soon as possible. And the good news is if you attend my program, usually people buy property 1 week later, 1 month later, or the worst, within three months, you will buy something, ma. Because you don't want to buy, you don't want to come to a program, then, let me think. I don't think, la. Of course, right now, you have a lot of doubts. You are fearful. You do not know how the property market will perform. So that's why I say it's good to understand and learn all the basics. Get your foundations right. Get your basics right, lah. Because you see, even in today's in 3 years. Okay, we talk about 3 years ago. By right, 3 years ago, whatever you okay, 3 years ago is 2020. Sorry, I stuck in 2021. Okay, never mind. Let's talk about 2021. 2021 is a good year. Am I right? For property investment. And of course, 2020 is the best, but we don't go back too far. We say 2021 is still a good year. People who buy at 2021, they should make money 2024, 2025. Am I right? But unfortunately, there are still people who bought the wrong properties in the best time in 2021, and yet they still don't make money till today. So what that means? Means they choose cheap property lah. But you see, before they go and buy the cheap property, there's a lot of things that went through their mind, like, oh, should we buy this? Or they put so much focus on the wrong project. You know, if you have learned the basics and strategy, like which area, which project makes you the most, you won't go wrong. What? So instead of you focusing in the wrong project and putting so much effort to negotiate a shit project, start thinking what will happen to your life if you were to shift your mindset and learn and focus to buy the right property that help you make a lot of money in these 3 years. Am I right? Okay, something like that. Actually, make money, very simple one. It's very simple for me because I've been in the market for very long. And it's not difficult because I have so much strategy and tips that just follow. Don't be stubborn. Just follow this and you will be correct already. Just don't stubborn. I always tell people buy where. You know which area, OCR, City Fringe. And there are still some people tell me, Eric, but my agent friend tell me, or whoever she, I saw some video, they say the CCR and the City Fringe is about the same price, then should we buy CCR? Then talk about one burden. Walao eh. You see, guys, if you're a touch core, there are good core properties, but usually I don't recommend because with that budget, you can buy giant leasehold, you can buy giant OCR or City Fringe properties that potentially make you more money. So you see, there's always this, you just follow all my tips. You won't go wrong, but somehow some of you are just stubborn, want to test. You just want to prove me wrong, okay lah, can lah, up to you lah. You want to prove me wrong, also can lah. If you want to prove me wrong, you just buy off this ah. Then let's see what happened 3 years later lor. That's very simple ma. Okay. And again, anyway, this is also for the, is the first program. It's my first 2 days program for the year. So that's why it's earlier you will learn what are the upcoming stuff that you can look forward to lah. That's why this. But before this is the 9 o'clock webinar, which I haven't prepared. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff that I want to share later. Okay, I'll take some questions now. Sorry, I talk too much. Okay, come. Let me take some questions. Okay, I got people say I still cannot sell my HDB 1 year already. Anyhow, sell, just sell lah. Because if you don't sell your HDB flat, you will never able to move. And you must understand private by right move faster than your flat. And you say your flat cannot even sell at this time of the year, which is the good period, it means there's something wrong with your HDB. That's what I can say. Okay, then of course I got people who say, how about park esta 2-bed? You see, I got people still want to buy 2-bed 2-bath. Okay. If it's for investment, my advice, buy at least 3-bedder. Because if you talk about 2-bed 2-bath city fringe like Park Esta, Penrose, you have enough money to buy a 3-bedroom resale in OCR. So my take is always taking the 3-bedder, because the bigger the size by right makes more money. So I will recommend the 3-bedder. Then I got people ask me very funny question. What's my thought on the 3 plus study OCR at 2,240 per square feet? Hello, guy. Hello, friend. You tell me per square feet how I know where's the area, which project, how old, which level. Sekali the project is a shit one. How I know what are you talking about? Sial. Okay, Rachel. Okay, Rachel asked a question. If I buy a 3-bedder for investment, will you buy a classic 3-bedder with kitchen that cannot walk here, or toilet with no kitchen, or toilet with no window, or go for next premium 3-bedder with windows in kitchen? Hey, it's all about project lah. Okay, that okay, if you talk about closed kitchen, it is better to have. It is definitely better value to have a closed kitchen than an open kitchen. That's for sure. Okay, that's for sure. Why? Oh, guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, everyone. Okay, the link is finally done. Okay, come. Guys, the link is done. Why don't jam? Oh, okay, yeah. You see? It's a screenshot. Or is it jam? The face will move on. Okay, this is the link. Go. That is the link. You need to click the link before you can watch the webinar at 9 o'clock. Okay, we talk three more minutes. I need to prepare. Yeah, you talk about what Orele lah, simi Orele lah, what EC lah. Hey, EC, I already said many times, the loan you can't get a lot lah, so your down payment is like 700,000-800,000 type lah. EC is good for first timer lah, not good for people who already have a HDB or condo. So first timer, I think EC is okay. Then you borrow money lah. Hey, the good news to you, later for those people going for the 9 o'clock webinar, I'll be touching the today's program, and for today I will be giving very good discount for those people going for this class lah. So you need to register to watch, guys. Someone say, Eric, based on my budget I can only afford 1-bedder condo or bigger size BTO resale HDB, which one do you recommend? Okay, I don't know your profile, but if let's say you cannot afford a 1-bedder resale condo and you have a chance to go for a HDB BTO, then go for BTO ba. Yeah, BTO is a good stepping stone to your next spot to get your first spot of goal. Ma. Most people make money from there, you know. They buy BTO 5 years MOP, or 5, 6, 7 years later MOP. They make their first spot of goal, then they sell 1-buy-2. Yeah, the first property is usually something new. New EC, new condo, BTO, something like that. Start something like that. Only resale, but don't buy 1-bedder lah. Resale at least 2-2 or 3-2 and above lah. 2-2 means 2-bed 2-bath. 3-2 means 3-bed 2-bath. Okay, what do you think about the new Lentor Central Residence? You see, there are some. If you know my, okay, there are so many condos there. I really recommend 2 condos there. Lentor Hills, Lentor Mansion. This is the 2 that which I recommend because they have 1 kilometer to CHIJ. That's the end. No more, full stop. So Lentor is in the past to me. So no more. I don't care about the upcoming ones really. So the new EC at Tampines, I just talked about Tampines. I just talked about EC. You can't get a lot of loan. That's why the down payment is like a few hundred. It's like double the amount of down payment needed to buy a normal condo. Because new EC loan, they don't give you so many. That's why you need to down a lot. Okay, so guys, go and change agent. I cannot sell your property. Go and change agent. And go and change and get 1 exclusive agent. Okay, so guys, I see you at 9 o'clock. I need to prepare already. 30 minutes more. I need to register, guys. Wait. You need to register. This one. So you go in, I see, starting in 30 minutes. 30, eh. Walao, I need to prepare. And I will see you 9 o'clock. This year, we'll talk more about lender. If I got time. But I can tell you, no more 3 million lender. Minimum 4 plus. Okay, if and your income don't have 20-30K, don't need to think about lender. Okay, good. Okay, guys, see you. Thank you for coming. I see you 9 o'clock. Same place. Let me have some time to do the slides. See you later. Bye-bye.